Did you know that the entire world is divided up into squares measuring 3 by 3 meters? Each square is assigned a unique combination of 3 words to make identifying a precise location simpler than, say, a postcode. Cycle Puppy Tricks is the organ in St. Paul's Cathedral. Singing Slapdash Spotlights is the southern tip of Africa. Remind Motor Soap is Henry Fonda's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You get the idea.
Divorcing, booth, repair. A set of 3 completely random words that represent a square of country road outside Portsmouth. Anonymous and grey, this is a chunk of England that's nowhere in the grand scheme of things. A junction, hemmed by farmers' fields. Divorcing, booth, repair. The meeting point of Hackett's Lane and Dundridge Lane. As I approach this yet unknown coordinate, I smile. Thankful, glad for all that's passed. The ferry docks, I suit up, passport please. On English tarmac after several months. Divorcing, booth, repair. The continent replaced now with pubs, tractors, village halls. My visor catching setting July rays as fields whiz and asphalt disappears beneath me. Getting closer, closer, to the place where everything is going to change. Closer, closer still. 9, 8, 7... Somewhere ahead I see a bonnet peek out, peering over painted junction lines. The car stops. Thinking I've been seen, I drive towards the place that seconds from no more just being random Hampshire tarmac. The location that'll always be entwined within my story. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Divorcing, booth, repair. The square of road where, on a quiet July afternoon in 2021, a Toyota hatchback collided with a Vespa. He just wasn't looking. Sky becomes my ground as ragdoll-like I'm flung across the road. Then black. Next thing I know, I'm sitting up. Just scattered memories. Like noticing I'm only wearing one of my gloves, like not being sure why I'm where I am, like feeling my glasses pressed against my face, and where's my visor gone? I see my bike sideways, collapsed and sad. That's when it clicks. Soon, voices join this drama. Several concerned words are exchanged. One voice comes close. I saw what happened. You were thrown across the road and landed on your head. We're just calling the ambulance. Keep your helmet on, that's key. I happen to be a nurse. That last bit makes me smile. Angels have appeared as young men in white, bright light and dinner guests, but right now I'll take a nurse. She instructs me on how to sit, tells me that my strewn belongings are safe, helps me regulate my breathing. In. Hold. Out. The ambulance arrives and she's gone. But I barely saw her face and never thanked her. Inside, 2 fun paramedics joke with me about shift patterns, girlfriends and the Portsmouth nightlife. At the hospital, I wait for my results. Praying. Praying. We're happy to discharge you tonight, Sam. Nothing is broken or seriously damaged. Get some physio for your neck and monitor things, but we're satisfied. Outside, I wait for another angel to pick me up. Dad, driving from Bristol.
I'm just outside A&E of a hospital in Portsmouth. I've just been cleared, discharged from hospital after a pretty nasty accident this evening on the bike. Yeah, the last few hours are just a bit of a blur. But I'm so thankful that I'm okay. I'm clear. There's nothing wrong. It's a miracle.
Awaking the next morning, I'm aware not only of the pain cascading through my neck, but also an uncomfortable thought haunting me as I eat breakfast, chat with Mum and Dad, phone my insurance. If things had gone differently, this wouldn't be. This wouldn't be a morning of thankful discussion and insurance admin. This could, in a scarily tangible way, be a completely different episode. As hours turn to days and days to weeks, the miracle of life resounds in me. I don't know why you shielded me that day, but I know that you did. I don't know why I get to go on living when so many bikers in the same sort of grim circumstances don't. I don't know why this miracle took place. I don't know, and maybe I will never know this side of heaven. I live with this unresolved and uncomfortable tension now. Instead of hosting flowers, the divorcing booth repair square remains an anonymous patch of dull tarmac outside Portsmouth. For that, I am so incredibly thankful. But the day when I finally signed off the long-awaited settlement from the insurance happened to be the 10-year anniversary of a loved one's death to cancer, and I find I don't get it. Don't understand your divine ways sometimes. Yes, I believe in miracles, no doubt about that. I also believe that Christ came close to Lazarus's sisters and wept. Really wept before the miracle of raising him from the dead. And perhaps that coming close is miraculous. There is a miracle in a God who rejoices with us and mourns with us too. In a God who, at the end of all things, will wipe away every last teardrop. Because the miracles of this life, whilst sublime, are just a taste of what's to come.